Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to the Whack Brackets podcast, the podcast that is currently trending in whales and elephants and rhinoceri and other large mammals. I am your host, Mike, and I am lucky enough to have on a famous whalian today on my podcast. One of my favorite podcasters from The Most Best Podcast. He just recently had me on as a guest. So if you get a chance, go check out my episode with him and check out some of his other episodes. I did poorly, spoiler alert. But that being said, we have on Zach from The Most Best Podcast. How are you doing today, Zach?
Hello. How's it going, buddy? Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, anytime. We've had experiences before this, unfortunately, that resulted in an unreleased podcast episode. But as I mentioned on Zach's show, and I'm dead serious about that, if you send me enough money, I will send you a version of that show regardless of what Zach says. So it's just going to happen.
The Most Best Podcast, like, I don't know if it's just me, but there is a history of lost episodes. So obviously, it wasn't Most Best, but I was on the lost episodes of Whack Brackets. The first ever episode of the Most Best Podcast I recorded, the file corrupted, and that got lost to the ages. There is an entire half a season, I believe, season three. The entire second half of season three. Once again, long story, but lost to the ages. So it might just be me. I might just bring bad luck to podcasting.
I know I feel pretty lucky to have you on the show, and I think my listeners are pretty lucky as well today because I love your podcast, and it's actually one of the few podcasts that pushes my podcast for being the most ridiculous on the internet. So I would like you to explain to my fans exactly what you do with your guest over at The Most Best Podcast.
So The Most Best Podcast is a comedy quiz show of my own devising. Essentially, each season, there's a leaderboard. Each episode, a guest will compete through a series of stupid games with really unfair point systems to see what they can win. You know, see I always struggle to describe the podcast. Whoever at the season has the most points gets crowned my co-host with the mo-host. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
All righty. Well, hot take, and no offense because I love having you on the show, but your point system sucks. Fuck that Glenn Podcastio motherfucker. Not a fan of that guy. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about if you go check out the episode. But with all that said, oh yeah, it's a great time. Again, similar in ways to mine, which is somewhat of a game, except the difference is I don't break hearts with this game by making people lose like Zach does. This is a very innocent game called Whack Brackets. And what we do in Whack Brackets is we are asking the burning questions you never thought you wanted answered until we ask them. I will bring on podcasters and friends of the show, such as Zach here, both a friend and a fellow podcaster. And we will bracket off similar topics using irreverent, ever-changing questions. So if you're ready, Zach, I'm ready to start said Whack Bracketing.
I was born ready, which is weird because that was prior to you actually starting the Whack Brackets podcast. So like my birth kind of prophesized this moment.
You know what? That's what good prophecies do. They decide things before they happen. Otherwise, you're just telling someone a story or you're making guesses. But if you can prophesize things before they happen, that, my friend, is what religion's all about. That being said, we are going to start off this episode, which will include bad pant choices. And what I mean by that are things you put on your legs. And I'm not talking about things that may end up on your leg after you're overly excited watching a sex show. So with that being said, first question, we are going to bracket off jorts versus basketball shorts. With that question being, if you saw your boss wear one of these terrible choices of pant outfit, which one will be harder to respect him after seeing him wear?
So I was so excited when I found out what we were doing on this episode because jorts hold a big, big part of my heart. I think it's one of the closest things I have to a tradition in my life is that I will have a singular pair of jeans for the winter. And when it gets to summer, I will cut them into jorts, buy my next pair of jeans, which will then last me to the next summer, and the cycle continues. So Just because if I saw my boss wearing like a pair of homemade cut-off denim shorts, that's just a high five waiting to happen, even in COVID time. So I'm going to say basketball shorts.
Listener's note here, Zach actually proved to be a prophet because at this point in the podcast, my mic cord went shit. Fortunately, I had a backup mic, so I didn't lose the episode, but from here on out, I'm going to sound like the boy in the tin can. So sorry about that ahead of time, and thank you for your understanding, and I'll try not to let it happen again. Thanks, guys.
Okay, well, this may be our first disagreement, which is exactly what Whack Brackets is intended for. I guess the question for me about said jorts that you so luxuriously wear when your pants have become too warm, how high do you take the jorts up? Are you ass-hanging, or are you kind of going knee-level jorts?
Just above the knee.
Okay, yeah, that's not as exciting as I'd hoped. But yeah, I think with me, I would have a harder time respecting a guy wearing jorts, especially, no offense to you, cut-off jorts. So, of course, you could be wearing jorts right now. I don't know. So maybe basketball shorts. But the basketball shorts, I'm going to give a mulligan to for the simple reason that maybe he just finished working out and he's coming back from the office, coming back to the office and getting ready to go change, etc. Of course, he should have done that at the gym. So what am I talking about? I don't know. Long story short, yeah, jorts are a hard sell to me with a boss, but basketball shorts, even though I find them to be probably most utterly disgusting pair of clothing item that a man could wear, there are a time and place for basketball shorts. There is not a time and a place ever for jorts unless it belongs on a redneck Southern girl that drives the General
Lee. I was going to say, if I could make a sub-argument or a rebuttal, if it were. Yeah, so your boss comes in, they've still got their gym kit on. Yeah, they work out, they look after themselves, but the boss comes in jorts, and you're like, whoa, chances are they've just been chugging a beer, listening to Metallica, and having a barbecue outside. Let's see where this goes.
You know what? I'm not normally very easily swayed. But I think I talked myself into the fact that I have worn jorts. I've worn jorts relatively recently, though not the awesome cutoff variety that you partake in, Mr. Zach. But I have worn jorts more recently than I would like to admit. And I would like to think I didn't look like an asshole, even though I tend to regularly anyway. So I've never worn basketball shorts, and I really don't have any respect for anyone that wears basketball shorts, even during a workout. I think the worst people I've seen are the guys who wear the entire basketball outfit. They're usually about 40 BMI, probably about pushing 150 pounds overweight. They're wearing like basketball shorts down below their knees, and then they got the tight jersey over a t-shirt. Yeah, you know what? I don't think I could get that out of my head. I have seen people. I guess, you know, even though I said I wouldn't have respect, the truth is any red-necked American that grew up in my era has respect for Daisy Duke. And at that said, yeah, I think I'm going to agree with you. I'd have less respect. I think you've changed my mind. You've persuaded me, as one can do on said Whack Bracketing. I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to say I would be more disgusted, I guess, or however. I can't even think of the word I want to use. Basketball shorts are for dicks. And if you wear one, I've got zero respect for you. So basketball shorts. I changed my answer.
You know, pre-recording, we were discussing that you're a metal guy. You're like truck fighters. There's something inherently metal about a pair of cutoffs, surely.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. At least, especially with the cutoff jorts, that is more metal. You don't want the jorts that have been hemmed. That's definitely not metal. Cutoff shorts are metal. Hemmed jorts, not metal.
I own two battle jackets. Once again, I've had denim jackets that have run their course, so I've just lobbed the sleeves off and chucked a load of band patches on.
Oh, dude.
I lean into it. I'm all about recycling my denims.
All right, well, I'm thinking this. In your episode of your podcast, I won the shirt off your back, but you haven't actually
won the shirt
sent
off
it.
My back.
You haven't sent it yet. Can we get one of those denim vests instead? Sent to Whack Brackets. I'd enjoy the shit out of it.
Send you a punk rock Nelson vest, yeah. Definitely.
I'll squeeze my fat ass into one of those. It'll be the official sportswear of Whack Brackets. I will sell these on my Patreon to anyone interested in, what do you call those? I guess you call jean shorts jorts. What would you call these?
Oh, they're called battle jackets.
Okay, battle jackets. That sounds like... I was hoping it would have a more interesting name. Battle jackets makes it sound like badass.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you want a more interesting name than Battle Jacket?
I guess you're right. I can't really argue that, but it does sound a little pompous. It's like, I'm in a battle jacket.
Absolutely. Dude, come on. You've met metalheads before.
if I wore a battle jacket with my arms exposed, I think people might be thinking that I'm going off to fight a small child because I'm not very well endowed in the arm region. We'll just put it that way. I've got the spaghetti arms. So with that said, I think we agree that we are going to vote for our friend, the basketball shorts, to go up against the winner of this horrible pants selection. Which one of these two would you see more at the state fair or a theme park? I'd go state fair, but I can't remember. You guys don't have state fairs, so to speak, in Wales, do you?
So, not to the size I can imagine of what I perceive a state fair to be, but we definitely have, like, in Swansea, where I'm from, there's a place where the same carnival will come through for, say, like, all of December. So there will be, like, rides and games and food and whatnot. But, like, I imagine a state fair, just because everything's bigger in America, to be, like, quite a sizable affair.
It can be. It's always interesting. We'll put it that way. So I'm going to hijack the question. I was going to say theme park, but we're going to go state fair here because you are a man well known to improvise. So I'm going to test your chops and make this amazing, scary change from theme park to state fair. Which one would you see more of at the state fair? Would you see more cargo shorts or would you see more sweatpants?
So I, obviously, being locked down as we have been for, most of my 30s, so it turns out, I've been living in joggers, as I call them, sweatpants. But, yeah, I mean, just, if I don't need to leave the house, I'll shower and I'll put on a fresh pair of joggers, but I have been living in them. Now, I do... And bear with me here, there's going to be a bit of a tangent. I do see a connection starting with the cargo short, which branches off to maybe One Direction towards Juggalos, ICP, I can imagine them in the cargo shorts.
A lot of people don't know that ICP actually stands for Insane Cargo Pants.
Insane Cargo Pants? I've just realized I've been confusing cargo pants and camouflage pants the entire time. So I've been going at this entirely thinking camouflage shorts.
Okay, let's go with camo shorts. I'm fine with that. We're going to just hijack the episode. We're going with camo shorts. Forget cargo shorts. Camo shorts.
I'm halfway through my theory. We can't take a hard left turn now. So we've got the ICP Juggalo connection. Juggalos for life. A close family to that, maybe the Kid Rock fan, also a lot of camo shorts. I can imagine a lot of Confederate flags, unfortunately, tied in with camo shorts. And these all sound like things that you may also run into at a state fair.
You know what the funny thing is this started out as at a theme park with cargo shorts. Now we're at the state fair with camo shorts. So yeah, everything's off the rails as per the usual here, which is fine because yeah, I think if it were cargo pants and theme parks, I could have made a good case.
Put the case forward. I want to hear that.
Okay. Well, generally theme parks brought to you by fathers and in turn, they try to look usually older fathers with younger children or they're trying to look hip. They don't want to spend good money, but they want to be comfortable. Cargo shorts, for say what they're worth, they are comfortable, but they are very dated. So, and that's a very much a dad look, and I'm a dad, and I still sporadically partake in the cargo shorts because I've got no taste, and I don't fucking care. And in that case, I would have said that. But even then, sweatpants, you could have made an argument against cargo shorts at the state fair. But when we change to camo shorts, I think you're 100% right because camo shorts are like the staple of a state fair. And because you go there and you're watching the really bad cover bands, especially early in the day when the metal bands and stuff are playing before there are a lot of people there. But they want people in and they know they got a small crowd, but they know they don't have regular people listening to these bands. So they scare them away. So they're playing like really bad covers of Peter Pan Speed Rock, another Swedish metal band, I might add. And with all that said, yeah, I think what you're going to see at the state fair is just people sucking down corn dogs, eating elephant ears with a nasty dip. Those people, it's hot. A lot of times state fairs, at least in the United States, tend to be in the summer, and sweatpants not comfortable. Camo shorts, I'm fine with that. I think we're going to go camo shorts, if that's okay with you.
See, I was going to change my answer and say you put such a compelling argument forward for cargo pants at the theme park, which was the actual question. I think we should say that is the answer.
I'm fine with that. So if we want to go cargo shorts, yeah, that's exactly what the first question started out as. So here's the thing. We actually took a long walk around the block, and we ended up at our own front door with the exact same question we started with. And I think we agreed that cargo pants or cargo shorts somehow were eliminated and brought back from the dead. And we're going to let cargo shorts go on to the next round against basketball shorts. Is that true?
True. A lot more practical in a theme park. They got more pockets for the keys, for the small change, for bird seed. You know, if you need to, if you want to feed birds while you're waiting for the roller coaster.
I'm more of a rice guy. Let those little fuckers explode.
Because it'd be like little meaty fireworks when you're on the roller coaster and these birds fly up and just pop around your head.
Sorry, Billy, we can't save for the fireworks tonight. We're just going to feed this bag of rice to these birds.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, and sadly, as they fly overhead, they're going to explode and get blood, get little pigeon blood on your battle jackets. That should be kind of disturbing.
That just make it look more metal. You look like you've been just in a mosh pit full of seagulls and you came out victorious.
Yeah. Instead of a flock of seagulls, it's a mosh pit full of seagulls. That would be actually really cool. The leader has this really bad hair that comes to the point. One guy wears pink sunglasses. I'm a big actually.
I say Pixar, get at us. I think we may have just figured out the bad guys for a new Finding Nemo film.
Well, I hope they don't find Nemo. Motherfucker should have never run away. I hope he starves to death. So with that said, I think we're going to go with cargo shorts against basketball shorts. Which one of these two is a better look for Mother Teresa?
I would say because basketball shorts, I can imagine a lot of the time would have branding in terms of not only the company that make the shorts, but if they're like a pro model, they might have like sponsors. I don't know how it works if they have the sponsors on the shorts. I don't know. It's not like boxing. But the cargo pants, the cargo shorts, once again, it's practicality. There's pockets. They mainly come in beige. These are all qualities that I, with my limited knowledge on here, would feel would suit the Mother Teresa brand.
So yeah, the good thing with cargo shorts, I think, versus basketball shorts, first off, basketball shorts, not always, but a lot of times they're based on teams, like a basketball team, and a lot of basketball teams have some color to them, like the Lakers are purple, the Celtics have a green color. You don't really see Mother Teresa sporting very colorful gear. So you're going to have to go to a more bland look. Cargo shorts fit that bill. And not only that, I think you made a great point about the pockets. She could keep extra wafers in there for communion. She could keep extra crosses in there to exercise demons or whatever. And I think
extra rice if she wants to pop some birds.
You know what? I don't know what you're talking about. She just keeps a shotgun under her fucking dress, man. She just she just goes Tennessee style on them bitches. So, yeah, I think all in all, the basketball shorts, I don't think they would accentuate her legs very well either, I'm guessing. Of course, I think she passed away like 20-some years ago, so I guess nothing's going to accentuate her legs now.
She's not very alive.
She's more dead than alive at this point.
You may want to slap an allegedly on there to cover your ass, but I'm going to go as far as saying she's not very alive.
Yeah, it's an urban legend that she's dead. They've been keeping her alive with John F. Kennedy.
How long before the bad horror film Mother Teresa? Sexy teenagers haunted by the ghost of Mother Teresa.
It's better than sexy mothers being haunted by teenage Teresa. I don't know.
Teenage Teresa. Yeah. It's like a Mother Teresa prequel movie.
Yeah, it's when she was young, and it was before she got the Holy Ghost. She was actually yeah, they had to exorcise her, man. They had to exorcise the demon out of her. She changed her ways after that.
They exercised it so well, she turned into a nun.
That's right. And you know what? You wouldn't think that with that backstory that she would be a nun, but they let her in. I mean, sometimes you have to have... I think they did that with the Mandalorian, too, right? He wasn't a real Mandalorian, but they've kind of said he is now because he was a clone. Is that right, Boba Fett? Or Boba Fett's kid? I don't
know. I may be the only person who's not watching it.
Oh, I actually watch it. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I'm just trying to make something relevant for the listener. But the thing I've learned about Star Wars is it's such a popular show and it's such a popular universe that... even if you fuck up the most minuscule detail, you're going to get fucking lambasted about it. So I probably ought to just keep my mouth shut and agree with you 100% that I think cargo shorts are going to be a better look on our mother, Teresa, or, you know, I'm trying to think of what would look better. And probably a father, too. Father Simon and Mother Teresa. How's that? Or Father Reese and Mother Teresa. That's the best look we're going to get. So with all that said, I think cargo shorts... not camo shorts, which tried to eliminate our boy, but we stopped that shit in its tracks. And I think cargo shorts are going to win this whack bracket. It was a different one, but that's the way it's going to be, especially when I have on a guest like my man Zach here, who is always a good time. And before we go, I will let Zach tell you how you can reach out to him on the social media platforms and how to listen to this, the most best podcast. His is the most best. Mine is the second most best. But if you want to hear the most best podcast, go check this guy out and he's going to tell you how.
So I have been fucking around with a new form of completely analog social media. So we're going back to Carrier Pigeon. If you are interested in the Most Best podcast, just tie a note to one of the Most Best Carrier Pigeons you'll see now in all major metropolitan areas. They'll fly back to me. I will basically whisper what happened in the podcast to the pigeon. They'll fly back to you, whisper it to you. Failing that, you can find the actual recorded episodes on all major podcast platforms, YouTube, soon enough when I get around to doing that. All social medias at Most Best Podcast, and I'm now on Twitch at twitch.tv/mostbestzach, all one word.
All right. Well, I have a Twitch, and that's beside the point, but if you are going to send him a carrier pigeon, make sure you don't tie it on at the state fair, because most likely that little fucker is going to explode if I'm there. So as far as I'm concerned, as far as how to get a hold of me on the social media platforms or through the emails, you can send it to pretty much anything at Whack Brackets, from the Instagrams or the Tweeters or even the Facebooks. I'll get all that shit. And if you want to send me an email, you can send it to explodingcarrierpigeons@whackbrackets.com. Or you can send it to Father Reese and Mother Teresa at whackbrackets.com. I will get all of that. But before I go, again, I wanted to thank a great guest here, Zach, again, from the Most Best Podcast. And I've had a blast. Hopefully he has done the same. And we will see you out. And I will let Zach say goodbye to you all. So thanks.
Yeah, it was all right.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.